White sends it out, and there is a final whistle. An absolutely remarkable comeback win for Donegal. They celebrate wildly on the sideline, and why wouldn't they? 11 points to 3 down in the first half. It looked as if Mayo were playing at a different level. Donegal hung in there on those two goals in the space less than 60 seconds late in the game. Darren Flynn and then Richard at the moment that have won this game. And Tom, look at those Donegal men. They are absolutely thrilled. Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah, some transformation in the second half, Jerry. Thank you for your coverage here this afternoon. And certainly a big, big second half performance from Donegal. And really, that Joe Boyle goal in the first half really sparked the revival. Remember, you were quite right. They said there were 11 points to 3 down just with 15 minutes in the first half. But I'm not sure whether it was nerves or what, or just maybe Mayo got a little carried away. Thought they were came in here as ripped on favourites, maybe thought they were going to put away with it. But Donegal certainly finished the first half strong. And remember, the margin was down to 2 points at one stage, but Mayo went 3 up just before half time. But Donegal were really transformed. They needed a big 10 minutes at the start of the second half, and they certainly got it. They outscored Mayo by 6 points to 2, and really Dixon, Coulter, Davin Flynn, Rona McDermott, Flynn again, and Coulter with 2 frees. So, certainly big performances from them. But Richie Ryan, I have to say, his inclusion and masterstroke, as we said, once again by Mickey McCann. Certainly Mickey has made the changes. A lot of ball going into the first half, and it was coming back out as quick, and big Richie Ryan went in full forward. He caused a lot of problems, and he broke the ball down for Davin Flynn for the second goal, and he was on hand to finish the third one himself. A super individual performance. But this is a super individual, all-round team performance from Donegal. Much the better side in the second half. Way off the pace in the first. But once they got up and running, a lot of big performances throughout the field. I thought Mark Callan and Gavin Brown, Stephen Gillespie, who were in big trouble in the full-back line in the first half, really came into this game. So too did Sean McVay. Jack O'Loughlin certainly have finished strongly, while Joe Boyle, the old veteran himself, a goal to point in the first half. Big, big performance from him as well. We had Michael Donoghue and Rona McDermott that ran their socks off around midfield. Jared Gilmore, he had a good 10 minutes in the second half as well. And then Richie Ryan, as I said, and Kieran Matterson. But big Danny Cullen certainly led by example. He didn't finish the game. He's gone off there after suffering a knock. But certainly a big, big performance all round from Donegal. Congratulations to Donegal. Congratulations. John Horne here presenting the Nicky Rackard Cup, the third time ever to a Donegal captain. And the captain is Sean McVay. He's standing proudly here under his in the Hogan stand. Full-time score here in Acro Park. Donegal, 318. That's 27 points. Mayo, 21. That's 6 points difference.